Al ta'amim ba'atzmach ad yom motach. We discussed this issue, that what does it mean that a person cannot 100% trust himself, even if Baruch Hashem, he has been a tzaddik throughout his life, up to now, even if you imagine that Baruch Hashem, you have sufficient amount of zechuyot to be able to protect yourself, a person cannot trust himself. Based on many, many different sources that we have, that this nekuda applies to everyone, afilu the Gedole Israel, afilu Chachme Israel, afilu Neviye Israel, afilu Avot HaKedoshim. When we come to imagine, I mentioned once the Pasuk in Iyuv, the Pasuk says, Hen beKedoshav lo yamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trust His Holy Ones. So what does that mean? The Gemara says it refers to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even trust that he should put his name on anyone as long as he's alive. You do not call Avram Avinu Elohe Abraham till the time that Avram Avinu passes away. Why? Even though, let's say, at the age, imagine 3, some say at the age 40, Avram Avinu came to recognition about the existence of God, and Et HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, and he was able to be Zoche, to bring back hundreds of thousands of idol worshippers to monotheism, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trust that he should say that his name is Elohe Abraham till Avram Avinu passes away. That means Afilu to Avram Avinu, the first Jew, no such thing. Hen bekedoshav lo yamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trust his holy ones. So Rashi brings that, however, when it comes to Yitzchak Avinu, just before he passed away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a few years before, does call himself Elohe Yitzchak. How can it be? It's against this ruling. So Rashi says, and this is pointed out by Rav Yudah Segul, Manchester Rosh Hashiva, in his one of his Sefarim, he writes as follows. Says, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi points out why should it be that Yitzchak Avinu should be an exception to the rule? Rashi says as follows. Yitzchak Avinu, number one, was very, very old. Number two, he was homebounded. Number three, he was blind. So he says, one without another does not work. If you are old, you could still do major avirot, Rahman al-Islam. If a person is blind, still could do. If a person is homebounded but is not blind and is not old, he could still do. So you need all conditions met. Then and only then, with the Kedusha of Yitzchak Avinu, he was called Elohe Yitzchak. He was blind, he was old, and he was homebounded. So, otherwise, hen bekedoshav lo yami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trust his holy ones. So there is a mashkiach of Chevron Yeshiva, was Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman. Was one of the, he has written, in actually, Rabbi Shua Dron wrote, based on his Rebbe's essay, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman, so, or Yahed. So there he explains this Mishnah, al ta'amin ba'atzmach, ad yom motach. What exactly does it mean? Till the day. That means on the day I could trust myself. Let's say a person would know on the day that Baruch Hashem, let's say he lived to be whatever it is, 120, we hope. Let's say 85, 90. It's anybody who reaches such an age. You know, to begin with, he cannot do much. But let's say on the day itself, can you do averot? Can you hope that Baruch Hashem, he was Zoche for 90 years. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, no problem. But can I say up to today, Baruch Hashem was Zoche to be tzaddik, I could remain a tzaddik the remaining day. Is there such a thing or not? So right, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman as follows. He says, take a look at the Gemara, Masechet Berachot. The Gemara says, when the Tana, the leader of the generation, at the time of the second Beit HaMikdash being destroyed by the Romans, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Tana. So when he was about to pass away, so he says that Talmidim, the Gemara says, Talmidim came to visit him, and once he saw them, immediately he started crying. He was on his deathbed, about to pass away. So he saw them, he started crying. So they asked him, how can it be? You are Ner Israel, Patish HaChazah, Amud HaYemini, you're the pillar of the Jewish nation, you're such a, the whole, as I mentioned, He was the leader of the generation at the time. For what purpose are you crying? What is the reason? He says as follows. If I would have been going in front of a king which is flesh and blood, that today he himself is here, tomorrow he would be dead. Today he would be angry at me. But in Kasulam, his anger cannot be forever. If he's going to imprison me, his imprisonment is not forever. If he's going to kill me, the killing is only in this world. And still a person would be afraid. And I cannot be mefaisu b'davarim, etc. I would still be afraid. But how much more so that now they are taking me in front of Melech Malchei Malachim. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at me, his anger is forever. Shem koes alai kasulam. If he's going to imprison me, it's going to be forever. If he's going to kill me, it's going to be forever. And I cannot appease him at all afterwards. And, etc. And then he says, Ella sheyesh lefanai shene derachim. And once I pass away, at least Pashut Peshat, this is what it means. Once I pass away, I have in front of me two paths, two ways. He says, Achad legan eden, achad shel gehinam. One is the way of Gan Eden, the other one would be Gehinnom. And I don't know. And I shouldn't cry. So they said to him so that he should bless them, etc. So the bottom line, what does it mean? It means, on a basic, simple level, it means that he didn't know which path they're going to take him, whether it's going to be path of Gan Eden or Gehinnom. Says Rabbi Yehuda Leib's Chasman, says not correct. This is not the message. This is not the point that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was making to his Talmidim. No. What he was saying as follows. I have two ways in front of me the rest of my life, the couple of minutes, couple of hours that I have in front of me. That means I have, let's say, 5 hours left to live. In these 5 hours, I have two paths in front of me. I feel the last hours of his life. He was looking at it as follows. And therefore, through the decision which path I'm going to follow, the remaining couple of hours, I'm going to either end up in Gan Eden or Gehinnom. Either make it or break it. That means that's it. There is no other option. These are the two options. The remaining 5 hours is going to be the decision factor. A person could be a tzaddik throughout his life, and then one shot, he could, Rahman al-Islam, if he doesn't put sufficient amount of fences and protection, he could, Rahman al-Islam, drop everything and lose everything. And who was he? Let me just end with the Nekuda that what he mentions. Who is the leader of the generation of Yochanan ben Zakkai that we are discussing? He says, all of the days of his life, he was Kadosh v'tahor. Shelosach sichat chulin miyamav. He never spoke sichat chulin. Nonsense, let's put it that way. Lo halach dalet amot belo Torah belo tefillin. Dalet amot, which is, each amot is about 20 inches. So he says, etc. Lo hiniach mikra, mishna, gemara, agada, diktuke Torah, diktuke sofrim. All these he studied. Next, sichat malachi asharet v'sichat lekalim. He was able to talk to the angels. Next, davar katan v'davar gadol. He says, Davar Gadol, what's Davar Gadol? Ma'aseh Merkava, which is Kabbalistic. He knew it. So then, what is Davar Katan? Havayot de Abaye v'Rava. All the questions of the later on, Amoraim Abaye v'Rava, earlier he already knew about it. And then, these are the last minutes of his life. This is what he's thinking. I have two ways right now in front of me. That a person, with all of his sitkut, with all of his knowledge, if a person does not safeguard himself, nobody is immune. A person could be a saddiq, hen bekedoshav, lo yamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trust his holy ones. How can we trust ourselves?